This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Supermodel Naomi Campbell is known nowadays as much for her outbursts as her outfits. Now she finds herself caught up in another controversy. Prosecutors at the International Tribunal in the Netherlands have summoned her to testify in the war crimes trial of the former leader of Liberia. The many charges against Charles Taylor include alleged involvement in the trade of so-called blood diamonds, gems that were used to finance a civil war in the neighboring West African nation of Sierra Leone. Gregory Crouch has our report.
A war crimes trial here has heard sex slaves, rape victims, amputees, and a child soldier describe the horrors done to them allegedly at the behest of Charles Taylor. But only now that a supermodel and a Hollywood film star have been called to testify is the case getting attention on the world stage. The prosecution alleges that Taylor, while president of Liberia, teamed up with rebels in neighboring Sierra Leone to rob that country of its natural resources, including diamonds. Tens of thousands of people were killed or maimed in the process.
In Sierra Leone, you had crimes of mutilation, serial rapes, enslaving people.
Prosecutor Brenda Hollis alleges Taylor took diamonds from rebels in Sierra Leone and gave them weapons and ammunition in return. Taylor has denied all of the charges against him, which include murder, recruiting child soldiers, and terrorizing civilians.
Most definitely, I'm not guilty.
Taylor's defense is currently making its case, but the prosecution recently got the court's permission to reopen its case after hearing of possible new evidence dating back to 1997.
In South Africa, after a dinner party attended by Mr. Taylor, Naomi Campbell, Mia Farrow, and others, individuals came to where Naomi Campbell was lodging and gave her a diamond, indicating that the diamond came from Mr. Charles Taylor. The next morning, she related that story to Mia Farrow and perhaps others at breakfast.
But Campbell recently told a producer for ABC News that never happened.
From Charles, I didn't receive a diamond, and I'm not going to speak about that. Thank you very much.
Charles Taylor's defense attorney, Courtney Griffiths, says prosecutors are desperate.
The prosecution have obtained a subpoena for a witness whom they know in advance is not going to support their case. The bottom line is, the prosecution are calling this evidence and have made a big deal out of it in order to get some cheap publicity.
Documents show that the story around Campbell was corroborated by the model's former agent and actress Mia Farrow, both of whom have agreed to testify. The story is significant because prosecutors want to show that Taylor had diamonds on him just weeks before a crucial deal. At that time, arms and ammunition were shipped to rebels in Sierra Leone, and the allegation is they were bought with diamonds. One witness, Viam Sharif, told the court here he saw a rebel leader with a mayonnaise jar full of diamonds in his jacket just prior to a meeting with Taylor.
He took a jacket out to hang it. While in the process of taking his jacket out, I saw the bottle, the mayonnaise bottle with food with diamond in it, in his pocket.
Taylor scoffed at the idea.
I'm supposed to be such a scumbag that people bringing me diamonds in nothing else but a mayonnaise jar. How much more can you demonize me?
Prosecutors say Taylor's links to rebel leaders went far beyond diamonds. They've presented evidence of satellite phone conversations between them, and one witness testified that he overheard a rebel refer to Taylor as his boss. Defense attorney Griffiths says his client is not guilty of the charges against him, but acknowledges Taylor knows some bad people.
I'm not suggesting that Charles Taylor is a saint.
What Naomi Campbell thinks of him remains to be seen. She is scheduled to testify at the end of this month. For NPR News, this is Gregory Crouch in Leidschendam, the Netherlands.